This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. His name is William Hartman. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Now, before I go any further, I would like to give a disclaimer. I currently own 25,000 shares at the time of this interview. Bill, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I am very happy to be here again. There are a lot of exciting things happening at Premier Biomedical. We formed the company, began forming the company in 2008, officially formed the company in mid-2010, went public in mid-2012. But I'm telling you today, I am more upbeat and more optimistic about our company than ever before. We've had some hard times. We fundamentally had five loans at one time from different sources. We thought that was a good strategy to have different loans and different selling rates. And unfortunately, they sold us down to a penny level. And it's hard to come back from that. But we're determined we're going to do it. And today we're going to outline some of those actions. Specifically, in the past, we tried to seek out niche markets for our products. Our products were fundamentally, we sought markets where other pharmaceutical companies basically had abandoned things like neurofibromatosis, Zika virus, etc. These were very, very low-frequency diseases, but we went after them. And but at any rate, we've changed that strategy. Right now, we're dividing the company into two principal parts. Our immunotherapy, which is the basis of our core technology. But how we differ from others involved in immunotherapy is we work on body fluids outside of the body. There are no 1-800 bad drug possibilities with Premier Biomedical. We work on body fluids outside the body. Secondarily, pain management. We think that's an enormous area, particularly opioid-free pain management, and I'm going to go into that in more detail in our next question area. Our primary focus in the immunotherapy area has been on cancer. We presented 2 years ago at the American Association for Cancer Research Symposium in San Diego. And we had what we thought was a very competitive anti-cancer drug that was effective in blocking 36% of cancer antigens. Antigens are the bad stuff, breast cancer antigens. In the 2 years intervening, we've developed an anti-cancer drug that we think just might be the best in the world. And we had a press release recently on that. And we've tested it versus competitive drugs in mice. And this one is effective in blocking 98.8% of cancer antigens.
That's incredible.
And it is incredible. To our knowledge, no one else is that good. In mouse testing recently at the University of Texas, we tested versus the leading anti-cancer breast cancer drug on the market. And this is a multi-billion-dollar drug. And we beat them so badly that we're repeating the tests, and just to make sure that what we've accomplished so far is actually the truth.
Exactly.
We're also human.
I'm saying, yeah, you want to make sure. Like, did we see what we thought we saw? And let's do it one more time and see if we get the exact results.
Well, that's exactly right. So we're humanizing this drug, and there's going to be a press release on that very, very soon. And we expect right after these tests that we're going to be entering into clinical trials of sorts on human beings. This is really, really a significant breakthrough. Other areas in immunotherapy that we plan to continue work on is in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, concussion. Recently, there's been a more recognition of this in sports and so forth. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Recently stepped down from driving simply because he had concussion symptoms. Frankly, the technology says that it isn't one big hit that produces PTSD. Typically, it's the accumulation of smaller hits to the head, smaller damage, such as football, such as soccer, such as any other contact sports.
Yes, the accumulations of
accumulation. All... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to open up possibly in the Alzheimer's arena, another area that is seriously in need of remediation of an effective cure, because to date there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease. And as the population ages with improved medical care, that's going to become increasingly more important. But for the near term, we're focused on cancer.
Our guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Now, you've made several press releases over the past year suggesting potential joint ventures. Can you update us about some of the joint ventures in South America and everywhere else across the world you guys have been reaching out to?
We've had several major ventures. In fact, we've been almost a year in negotiation in Brazil, but we could never really fully reach agreement. This falls in the category of people have questioned me, send us emails and hate mail and so forth. You said, then how come you didn't do it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I can counter with a bad marriage is certainly not better than no marriage.
That's
so
true.
The bottom line is we've been extremely careful and judicious in what we're doing. Frankly, our strategy is changing. We believe that very frankly, as our technology research continues to progress and show the superiority of our technology, that would be the best strategy towards partnering. We have opened up a major effort in Europe. We currently have an agent working in Europe who has contacted several major pharmaceutical companies, and I mean the very largest, and they have indicated interest in us. I've received two emails within the last year from the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world and questioning, wanting more details on our anti-cancer work. So we very, very frankly believe that the best strategy towards partnering is to advance our technology. Now, in the area of pain management, we're just about to announce a major acquisition of patents, patent rights, and someone very esteemed in the pain management arena. And that we believe, very frankly, from conversations he's had with companies, as soon as he joins us, and that would be, frankly, this week, this would be, we believe that, frankly, that may open a joint venture with a major company, major player in Europe. This pain management strategy, very frankly, our intent is to develop an opioid-free pain management a series of products. Frankly, we're looking at roll-ons, we're looking at pain patches, we're looking at sprays, salves, leading towards a pill that would be effectively competing with the largest pain medications in the world. And I'm talking general pain, neuropathic pain, and localized pain as well.
Bill, let me interject here for a second. You know, I was telling a couple of investors who follow your stock and own your stock, they sent me a couple of emails early this morning. And if you could, can you talk a little bit about the recent financing and about the recent giving up shares? How's that going to strengthen your company going forward?
In the past, Everett, we had a strategy that said that creditors was a good strategy. Frankly, that proved to be exactly the wrong strategy, because what fundamentally happened was we had excessive selling into the market, and very frankly, no matter what good news we put out, what exciting developments we had, by overselling and pushing our stock down, that hurt us very badly. We've eliminated that strategy completely. We now have one creditor, and very frankly, he's been much, shall we say, friendlier to us.
Absolutely.
But still, there's more selling than we'd like. So, very frankly, we've realized, and this has come gradually, this hasn't been a revelation, but gradually we've realized that you cannot borrow your way to success in this business. We're an R&D company without revenue at this point, and frankly, we have a strategy that's going to produce product in the marketplace within the next year. And frankly, we're talking about building prototypes and samples within the next month or two, and getting them on the market and getting them distributed. And these would be medications which do not require FDA approval. And that means you'd have to use natural materials, and that would include salicylic acid, that would be an aspirin, and combined with possibly a cannabinoid that is permitted by the FDA.
Absolutely.
And the DEA. So this is a very exciting new strategy we have that can produce multiple products on the market. And frankly, that'll produce revenue, and that will eliminate the need for borrowing and the overselling of our stock. And we believe at that time that our stock is going to be in the dollar plus range. And that will bring attraction, shall we say, for partnering and or licensing and or acquisition from Big Pharma. That's our strategy.
I concur with you on that. My guest today is William Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. I think their stock is severely undervalued at 1 cent here, but that's just one man's opinion. In closing here, Bill, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yes, there's this point. Our forecast going forward, we think within this next quarter, we're going to be, again, building prototypes, samples, and distributing these to, and I'm talking thousands of samples, and distributing these to distributors, retailers, et cetera. And very frankly, we're acquiring tooling and some machinery, et cetera, to do some in-house manufacturing, as well as considering some supply help from outside for manufacturing distribution. We think we're going to have product on the market as early as the first quarter of 2017. That's a big deal for us, and we believe that then we'll see our stock in the dollar range. My recommendation to anyone to buy at the old adage is buy low and sell high.
Absolutely.
And if you can buy, our stock for a penny, 2 pennies, 3 pennies, 4 pennies, you're going to be selling in the dollars, we believe, very soon. So thank you for having us, Everett. I really appreciate Uptick Newswire and all you do, and appreciate the opportunity to bring this message to your listeners.
William Hartman's been our guest today. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. William, we're going to be checking back with you in a couple of months. I wish you the best in your company, and then we'll talk to you then.
Thank you very much, Everett. The best to you and your group.